We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, 646 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Congress continues work on pandemic relief package. Extending unemployment benefits, a sticking point.
Two.
Wichita School Board hears a request to form a committee to look at changing the North High mascot.
One.
And school board votes to begin fall classes in Wichita after Labor Day, September 8th. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch out after a traffic accident earlier this morning southbound on I-235 right around Zoo Boulevard. As traffic volumes increase, this could slow things down in traffic, so watch out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
After a few sprinkles overnight, partly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Now cloudy, 68 degrees. We have a north wind at 13 miles per hour. Steve and Ted on a Friday morning. Bad news had an impact on Wall Street Thursday.
All Wall Street stocks closing mixed as new data showed the extent of the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. economy saw its biggest ever quarterly plunge, with gross domestic product, or GDP, declining nearly 33% as the coronavirus shattered business and consumer spending. And there were over 1.4 million people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week, raising concerns about the recovery in the labor market. Among the gainers, big tech companies, which lifted the NASDAQ while financials lagged. The Dow winners, Apple, Home Depot, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, JP Morgan Chase, Visa, and Boeing. The Dow falling 226 points, the NASDAQ up 45, S&P 500 down 12. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Here's a good question for Don Grant, CFP.
Yes, sir.
What's more relevant to voters, a strong stock market or the economy? A market decline in the run-up to a presidential election has preceded the incumbent's party's ouster 7 out of the 8 times it's happened since World War II. With the 2020 election less than 100 days away, the S&P 500 index has nearly recovered from its over 30% plunge in March due to the pandemic. But a resurgence of coronavirus cases threatens to prolong the recession, which could outweigh Wall Street's prospects in voters' minds leading up to the election. What do you think is more important?
I think most people, where it hits them in their pocketbook,
yeah.
You know, because a lot of people may have 401ks and be disappointed with that, but if they're not ready to retire yet, you know, they see it just as another downturn.
And what do you think is the percentage now of just Americans, everybody, that actually has some owns some stock or has a 401k or something like that?
I think it's pretty high. Unfortunately, it's not enough. You know, I mean, I can't remember the statistics, but I think, you know, the average 55-year-old has $80,000 in their 401k or something. That's not enough to retire. Yeah, so it's not enough. But I do think that I would say probably the majority of workers have some form of an IRA or a 401k.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, though. That's a good one, and that might be a good subject for a money tracker.
But might show the impact of if more people have stock, then may weigh the people how they vote then. If more of them had it.
Right. But often people sort of set it and forget it, or meaning they have somebody else manage it for them. So the movements of the stock market are going to be dictated not by the emotions necessarily of the people who own it, but the people who manage it.
All right.
If that makes any sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense to me. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted. here on KNSS. Don Grant, you've been listening to Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, and you're talking about entering the blogosphere.
The blogosphere, yes. You know, if you do a search for just about any subject on the internet, you're almost guaranteed to run into the information you seek, but often it's contained within a blog. Now, the word blog, as you may know, is short for web log. A web log is a diary that is on the internet. Originally, they were primarily a place for people to journal their day-to-day activities that may have been interesting. That may sound a bit boring to you, but apparently a lot of people read them. The blog template provider WordPress estimates that more than 1.97 million blog entries are posted every day just on their sites alone. And there's other companies that run them, too. So blogs have morphed into a way to promote and market a business or a service. And while many may have that purpose in mind, they're often written by people who have a great deal of expertise in their field. So the information within the blog can be very helpful for those wanting to learn. Bloggers have the potential to make money. Now, one source of income would be from business that they cover through their writing. For example, if you read about financial planning from an expert in that field, you may agree with much of what they write and actually want to do business with them. Another source of income for a blogger could come from advertising. If the author has a blog with a huge following of subscribers, advertisers will pay to have links to their business placed on that blogger's site. Now, each time the blog sends a reader to the advertised site, the blogger will be paid for that referral. Now, according to socialtriggers.com, most of the tens of millions of blog sites on the internet have fewer than 1,000 visitors per month, so the majority of them are considered failures. Social Triggers reports that the lack of continued interest by the author is the reason most fail. They report that the average new blogger quits within the first 3 months of launching. Social Triggers recommends that you cross-promote your site through other bloggers and social media. Specialize in your field with a niche that isn't widely covered. And most of all, stick with it. And, of course, if you have any questions or if you want to blog about this, let me know. Give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
It's a great marketing question that you bring up there, that it's a challenge to all of us in media. How do we get people in other media knowing about our media and what we're doing?
Well, you know, from what I've read about blogs, because believe it or not, Donnie G's going to have one coming out here pretty soon.
Good luck. Don't say anything controversial.
I will never. Yeah, because you get people.
Listen, I did a commentary for 40 years called the Mac Report, Macintosh Report.
Right.
I put it on a blog several years ago, and that was the end of it.
Why is that?
It got so much negative crap, yeah. It was unreal.
Yeah.
And nothing about it, disagreeing with anything I said, just, you know, you should be killed or taken off the air.
Yeah. Well,
and
you
finally
can.
Finally, I got sick of it. I won't.
But you know
it.
What you could do is you could post it and put it in such a way that people can't comment on it.
No.
You know, that you don't allow
but then
comments.
Then it's no fun, you know.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Look, have fun with it.
Hopefully, if I ever get to getting it done, I've got the format set up, just haven't launched it yet. You have to go through compliance and all that. But
really?
But
okay.
You ask about cross-promoting. I think that you may share something in common with somebody else in another market. You know, your
competitor.
Peer in New York City who's doing a similar thing. And he may refer to yours. He may find something, or she may find something interesting on yours and say, hey, you got to check out Mac's report as well as mine. You know, and I think that when there's a cohesive bonding there between two that can work off of each other, that it, you know. Who knows? Maybe a bank will like mine or something, and they'll want to cross-promote.
I may try it again as I get closer to retiring from this business, just start a blog of my own and see what happens.
I think you ought to just write it, and you know what? The more nasty comments you get, the more successful you are.
And then there's also the feeling that maybe I just don't have any talent, and nobody wants to read what I have to say.
Oh, no. You are.
No.
You've got more talent in your little finger than most people have in
their big
their
finger.
Big finger.
They're jealous.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you, Ted. I don't know what Ted's after. Maybe it's because I got him a chocolate donut today, but he's on my
side. He thinks you got the whole box of donuts back there. So.
He's on my side today.
All Ted, right. Why don't you do a blog? Sports blog.
I don't
have time. I'm not.
Well, I guess because there's no sports. It's kind of
hard. It's a little hard these days.
Yeah. You know, formulating something out of midair and commentary, I can tell you, that can be a little tough.
Jad could do a gamer's blog.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys could cross, you could make billions.
Oh.
You guys could be billionaires.
We'll have to get an agent. Maybe you could be the agent for us.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll give you 3%.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. 8:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Congress continues to work on a new pandemic relief package. Nothing yet. We'll have that story coming up top of the hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.